If you're watching this on YouTube, after this is already live, there's a new button on the back side here, and I just pressed it during the thing. I was like, oh, what does this new button do? During the intro. And I pressed it, and it was like, you have now inserted an ad.
Oh.
And so I pressed it again to, like, remove it, and it was like, you've now inserted another ad. So apologies if you're watching
user
this.
User error.
Back. Yeah, user error. We don't put these on ads, so. Sorry.
Whoops.
Whoopsie-daddy.
Well, now you know what that button does.
That button, yeah. Can I say, so we've been playing, I know some of you may be sick of talking about it, but we've been playing Baldur's Gate.
Mm-hmm.
And where that game, so the story is really good. But where that game shines is in teamwork battles. I love it. I don't even want to explore. Just throw me in the next battle.
Well, I think what's really, really great about it is it's the chaos that comes with a multiplayer. Because probably a lot of people played that as a single player game.
Yeah.
But when you play with friends, it's so chaotic.
Well, both of you have gone back and played it single player pretty heavily. Because I played it when it launched a few hours single player. Mm-hmm. But then it's been all multiplayer since then for me. When you go back, is it the same? Is it as good single player?
It is.
It's okay, Jordan, go for it.
Oh. Yeah, cuz you're getting everyone else's story and you're essentially leveling 3-4 characters, right? I mean, you don't have to. You can auto level people, but you do kind of want to fine tune things and build your party the way you want.
Oh, okay. So it's just different then.
Well, yeah, I feel like this has it feels more like Dungeons and Dragons if you've ever played that with friends. There's just, you never know what your teammate's going to do.
Yeah.
What choices they're going to make, or if they're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Which I think happened last.
Yeah. I got shot last night by the Blakester, who also then threw some healing stuff down to us and missed.
There's failures and stuff that happens like in a real campaign, and it's just funny because it's just like. And this game, it does such a good job at screwing everything up. It's awesome.
Then I'm like trying to be the man. And I take the main guy on a bridge, and I'm ready to battle because I'm a tank. And he knocks me down into the depths of the basement with spiders, and I can't get out.
It really is. It does a great job at that, like, atmosphere. That's what's so great about it.
It's so fun.
Like, the D&D atmosphere that doesn't really happen.
So fun. Yeah, so fun. I do need to shout out Beast. He's dropped his Super Chat, a member for 40 months. At Master Chief level. He says, this member milestone is brought to you by the Nintendo Switch Play, our new Mario Wonders game. I have been just watching and hearing amazing things about Mario Wonders. Have you, Jordan? Have you, Spicy?
I haven't yet, but
it does look fantastic. Fantastic. I do want to shout out here everybody that's joined us live. If you had never joined us live before, youtube.com/X1Bros. You can come join us mostly every Fridays when we're live. If not, you can watch the show there live. We are also obviously all on podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating there. Come subscribe to us. If you want to support the show like Beast, you can become a member. And shout out to Evil Protagonist. Yeah. Says hello all. Hello, Evil Protagonist, Super Shocker, Onyx, T-Bucks is in the house, Drew Stanek. Welcome, guys.
You want to say?
That's what I was going to say.
Welcome. Yeah, we are really.
All right, let's jump into Alan Wake. Alan Wake has dropped. We have been waiting for Alan Wake 2. Now, we've been waiting for one. From what I hear, I've not jumped into it yet. Jordan has.
Yeah.
Jordan was like, guys, let's do this a little later so I can jump in.
Yeah.
Get my first impressions.
Yeah.
Is it my first question for you? Because I've been seeing some people that really like it. I've been seeing some people that don't like it, that they're disappointed. They say it's different than the first Alan Wake. Where are you at right now?
Well, so in terms of, like, how do you explain it? Let's start here.
Okay.
It picks up right where it left off 13 years later.
Okay.
Because it's actually been 13 years.
Okay.
Wait, right where it left off, but 13 years later?
Oh, yeah.
So guys, okay, all right.
Just it does. You're like,
right where you left off.
I remember that happened. And oh, it's 13 years. Okay, yeah. So, no, it's actually cool how it starts, especially if you've played the first game, because you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then if you've played the first DLCs and stuff, right, for the first game. But, yeah. So, in my opinion, the first 30... I mean, I guess it depends on how fast you go through this first part. It's because it's kind of teaching you a mechanic of, so basically how Alan Wake 2 works is you play two different stories.
Mm.
simultaneously, right? Okay. So you're playing as the new character, Saga Anderson, which I like that name, Saga.
Saga.
Yeah, like the Star Wars Saga, you know?
I like it.
Yeah. We ever have other kids, Saga, on the table for
it's
name.
Like Trinity.
Trinity's a good name.
I tried for that one.
Go for Trilogy.
Yeah. So I usually like to do like family names. I tried. That's the only family name I didn't try.
Mm.
And she didn't like it.
I want to do. It's still
she
my.
Said, she's like, no.
It's still my dream to name one of my sons Wave.
Wave. Wave?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Or what is Elon Musk? Child one, child two, child three.
Basically,
right?
He names his kids how I name my ships in video games.
So anyway, so you play as her, and she's an FBI agent that is sent to Bright Falls, which is the town that the first game takes place in, to investigate some serial killers. And then in doing so, the story progresses, and it does tie into the first one, and it's really good. That first sequence is what we're watching now. It's basically teaching you kind of the detective mechanics. So it's it starts out kind of slow, and you can, for me, I did feel like, ooh, let's get to the good stuff, guys, you know? Yeah. But then it, like, literally at the snap of your finger, it switches a light, literally, and it jumps to another level.
It's like, more... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, the first, like, 30 minutes, just muscle through it because they're just trying to teach you something. And I think they're trying to give you a little backstory because I think in this game, just like in the first game, it's worth reading, like, what we're seeing here, reading the signposts, because then you're like, oh, okay. You know, things start to slowly piece together. It's like a puzzle of a story, right? And they slowly piece together. But, yeah, there's a scene where all of a sudden it snaps, and then it's like, whoa, you're kind of back into it. You know, it's really good from that point going forward.
But I hear it's more of a horror than, like, the first one was more suspense.
So, yeah, the first one was more suspense. There was a couple jump scares already for me.
Whoa,
yeah. But, no, it plays more. I heard someone compared it to this, and it's true. It plays more like the Resident Evil remakes.
Oh, okay.
Gameplay-wise. Like, obviously, there's not, you know, Mr. X running around.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But like, gameplay-wise, it plays a little bit more like that. And it is... I mean, and they were very clear when marketing. It is a psychological horror. So it's definitely, scarier than the first one, but still very good at what Remedy does.
The first one really wasn't that scary. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was suspenseful.
It was suspenseful.
Yeah. It was like, you know? That's how I played that game.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, it was slightly creepy sometimes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a horror.
So
it was not like a hooer.
It's cool because Remedy does good. I think Remedy is good at storytelling, and this has that flair of the first one where you're playing a Saga, and then all of a sudden you hear Alan Wake. She finds a manuscript, and Alan Wake is narrating, telling the story, kind of like the first one. They still do. It's called chapters now instead of episodes. Remember, in the first one, it was like last time on Alan Wake.
Yeah,
it showed like the previous stuff. Now it's just chapters, but it does the same thing. You have like a little in between. It's just like
is it the same as if whoever the character is writing the story. Is that part the same?
Yeah. So Alan Wake. So you play as both.
Okay.
And you know, I won't get into the Alan Wake stuff because that really starts to spoil things once you get to his, because of, you know, stuff. But her being a new, I don't want to say like she's supposed to be the player character, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's almost as if, like, if you're playing this game for the first time, you're kind of in her shoes. Like, well, okay, what's going on, you know? If you've played Alan Wake before and maybe even a little bit of Control, you kind of like, all right, I remember some of this. Now, they do a very good job at presenting the story to you. They give you, you know how, like, Lost would... end each week and you'd be like, dang it, I gotta see next week now, because like they would end it like that. So they kind of do that, but better, because you feel like you're getting answers to what you want, but you're also like, man, I really want to know what happens next, and it really does feel like you're getting small pieces to a very large puzzle. Yeah. And it's they're very good at storytelling. That's I like good. How they do the Alan Wake narration when she finds transcripts. I like what they do with Alan Wake. It's really good. It is definitely scarier. I would compare it more to like Resident Evil remakes. You know, it feels like that tight third person. You know, you're kind of moving slow. You can't really dodge out of enemies quickly, so you got to be somewhat, you know, smart with your combat. Coming to combat's, you know, and whether you know, some this may be a plus for some people, maybe a minus. It's pretty much exactly the same as it was 13 years ago in Alan Wake 1. Flashlight, gun.
We do have some questions in chat.
Flashlight, gun.
Where's my batteries?
Soul Finder in chat says, is it worth it to go back and play the first Alan Wake before playing this?
So I think in the grand scheme of things, because the way this game is built and the way Remedy does their stories, if you've never played Alan Wake and you're willing to, because I know some people are like, 13 years old, I can't play that. I just want to jump into a new modern game. Well,
there's a
game.
Remastered, though.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, it's okay. Still bound. It's, you know, I would say to get the overall arcing story, I would even throw Control in there as well, because it is one universe.
Yeah, it's in the same universe.
So I don't think
because they give you like Easter eggs in Control.
I don't. Yeah, Control is its own story. But there is things in there that are from Alan Wake and then kind of, you know, talk a little bit about Alan Wake.
Yeah, Drew Stanek in chat says, Alan Wake Remastered is absolutely worth revisiting. Alan Wake was a little simple. The better graphics really help set the mood.
Yeah.
So that's good. Super Shocker drops a super chat. Huge shout out to Super Shocker. Thank you very much. Says, here's the big question. Does it have ray tracing?
I'm playing on performance mode, but I'm sure it does have ray tracing because I know Remedy is using like some of the new technology and some of the newer graphics cards. So if you have a PC and you have a beefy card, maybe it's worth it to play there. But
do you need to play on performance mode on this game?
I prefer to because I can't do 30 frames anymore.
He's become an elitist.
I don't know if it's a lock 60, but it's definitely you can tell the difference in, you know. Yeah. But.
He's an elitist.
No, but it still looks really good in performance mode. I mean, I think the game in general looks. I mean, Remedy always makes their games look good. You know, yeah. I think
just from what we're watching, it looks really good.
So, but I'm really enjoying it. I mean, it is definitely a lot more mature than the first one.
It's like is your phone playing? I can definitely hear a stop.
I got it. I got it.
It was Mark.
I was just on that one. I heard Jordan twice. Am I off in the distance somewhere? It's those headphones. That is hilarious.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, if you don't mind playing in a 13-year-old game, I think something like this, like the grand overall story, I think is something to experience. And Alan Wake, the first one, was a really fun game. I do agree it was. Would you say simple? I mean, what do you say simple? I mean, it's like I said, the combat in this game is pretty much the same as it was 13 years ago.
It was simple, it works because it's all messing with light and dark, and it was very well done. Very well done.
You never wanted to use your flashlight, but you were forced to.
Yeah batteries.
Batteries, well man. Woo.
So, but I like what they're doing with it. It's so far just first impressions, right? Because it just came out today. It's very good. I like the new character they introduced. I like Alan Wake.
So you guys talking about Lords of the Fallen, have you guys played more of that? I saw there was a big update that dropped for that. What was that?
The big update that made a lot of people go from 120 to 12, level 12.
Oh, really?
That's a bad one.
Is that what happened?
That's a real big update.
Yeah, that one, that's happened to a couple people. That one, Ouchie.
Because Lies of P, I downloaded this week.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am excited to play that. That is on my list. Oh, so
you
have it.
That's what I was going to bring up because it's on Game Pass, and I thought you had played it, Jordan, but apparently you haven't played
it. No, it is my next one to play. I've seen a couple of my favorite YouTubers play it.
Yeah, I was watching some YouTubers play it too, and they were all saying they feel it's a more accessible Souls-like game.
Accessible, like easy?
Really? I've heard it's
like it introduces you much quicker, I hear.
Well, I've actually heard it's incredibly difficult. Like, it's actually very, very difficult.
Well, I don't know who to believe. But I do like the weirdness of it.
And it makes sense. I mean, it's when you don't have a shield, parrying is automatically more difficult, right? And it's why I think
Pinocchio,
and
baby.
There's no multiplayer, which makes it more difficult. You know, I think Sekiro.
Very good correction.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow, that was
Shadows Die Twice.
Yeah, that was talented. Well done.
Well, that's
I think
training
that's
for
one of
game.
I think that is one of I'd probably say I think it's the hardest From Software game.
Spicy,
I would say,
do you agree?
Demon's Souls.
Ah, Demon's Souls was easy. It really was. Especially, yeah, it was.
Demon's
yeah,
Souls was I, maybe like, hard for you.
Yeah, like maybe if it's like your first, like yeah,
it was my first one.
I don't know.
It was the first Souls.
No,
game
I know. But like, if you go back and play it, like it. I think that's actually one of the easier. If we're ranking all the Souls games, I think Demon's Souls is on the easier scale. But the easier scale is, more difficult than Assassin's Creed.
I think it was hard because of the jankiness of the engine.
Mm.
Like, there were times when I shouldn't have fallen off a cliff, and I fell off a cliff because that game was janky.
Yeah.
The engine has improved over time.
But I do think it's one of the easier ones.
Really?
Yeah,
Jordan,
I really
can you
do.
Move over? You're in my screenshot.
Oh, sorry.
You're in my little Hollywood square here. But yeah.
I don't know. I would say Dark Souls 1, Sekiro, and Demon's Souls.
Wow. JW said, I struggled with the first boss in P already, but it is my first Souls game, he says. Oh, okay. Very good.
Well, very good. I've heard, and I can see with the aesthetic and stuff, a lot of people like it because it feels, I don't want to say, you know, it feels like an unofficial Bloodborne 2.
And Bloodborne. Bloodborne was really fun. Really good.
The graphics look a little less.
But yeah, no, this is on my list to play. I've heard a lot of good things about this. We just ended up playing Lords of the Fallen because it's multiplayer and we've been playing together. And that game.
Give it to me.
I'd give it. I mean, I think we're almost done with it, according to the lights in the sky.
How often do you guys play?
4 times a week. We're committed.
Wow. How many hours?
About an hour and a half, 2 hours when we play.
Yeah, we'll usually, you know.
Like 10 to midnight.
Yeah, or sometimes 9 to midnight, you know, yeah. Just depends on the night.
And you're almost done.
According to the lights in the sky.
What is that, like a 20-hour game then?
But
you also got to think we've been doing it multiplayer, so we probably go quicker, even though we actually do everything twice. But.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you going to say? What were your thoughts on it, Jordan?
I would give this game.
This is Lords of the Fallen that you're talking about.
Because the thing is there's parts where it shines, and there's parts where it frustrates me, but not in a good way.
In a gotcha way.
That's funny you use that word.
There is a lot of gotcha moments, but there's also a lot of frustration in how the game is designed.
Okay.
I think I'd give it like a C+.
Ooh, that's not that great.
7 out of 10.
It's a solid average game.
I'd give it higher than that. I think I'd go B.5.
Here's
solid B.
B.5.
B.5.
No, it's not a B+.
It's right in the middle.
But it's not a B.
It's right in the middle.
It's inevitable.
That's a solid above average game.
Yeah.
I really like this game. I really like Lords of the Fallen.
I like it, but I think it has issues, and not just performance issues.
It definitely has
that. Let's put that aside for a
second. What prevents it? Let's start with Spicy. Spicy, what prevents it from being an A for you? Like, is there one thing?
Can I say why I'm rating it higher than Jordan first?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to sound like it's I dislike this game, because I really like
sure,
this game.
Sure.
I like it a lot. I you know, when I'm working, I think about, oh, yeah, I got to get that sword. Yeah. I got to figure out how to upgrade that.
Yeah. I don't have a game. Except the only game I have like that is Forza, but it's more like I got to put in my 2 hours to get 0.0005% better today.
I think it's just they took a stab at a Souls game, and I feel like they did a really good job. The weapons have lore. The weapons are unique. I would say the movesets, there are moves. You're a little bit more limited than Souls games with the movesets. And what I mean by that is every weapon has a specific moveset, like short swords attack a certain way, pole arms attack a certain way. They did all that slightly lesser extent than a Souls game, but it's still very well done. Mm. I like how the rings that they use, the abilities. I think this is... I tend to prefer sorcery in Souls games. I don't necessarily like a frontline...
I do think the way they do sorcery is better than like how Elden Ring does it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was getting at is... I don't like a... I'm not a strength build kind of a person. I'm a, you know, whatever mm-hmm. sorcery is. And I think they do it better. They actually have abilities and items that have mana regen, which makes it far better to be a sorcerer. Like in Souls games, you don't really have that until like NG++++. Mm-hmm. And it makes it so you have to really conserve your mana as you play and as you know, and so you always inevitably have to go to your sword and be a frontline player. Whereas with the mana regen in this, it makes it way more fun for sorcerers to enjoy the game. Mm-hmm. I feel so.
Yeah,
go for it.
I was gonna say, I was like, well, I mean, maybe, I mean, maybe I C plus, maybe B minus is my grade because the way they do magic. So in Elden Ring, you're like, okay, I got a spell, shoot it. Okay, D-pad 7 times to get to my other spell, shoot it. Okay, like that's how you have to do it, right? In this game, it's actually really nice because you just carry a magic item, you know, whatever it's called, right? And then you hit the trigger, so left trigger in this case, if you're on controller, and then it pulls up your magic item, and then there's four different slots. So it's X, Y, A, B, and you bind your spells to X, Y, and A, B. And so you can just go, okay, you know, your basic spell is X, so that's just your quick one. Then you have a healing spell on Y. It's far easier and far more intuitive to do your spells like that. And I hope that, you know, future Souls game adopt a system like that because it's just far better than just D-padding up 5 times to get to the spell that you need for that situation.
Yeah.
So.
I think I prefer this mana and this how you do sorceries in this game a lot. I think it's my favorite style of magic in a Souls game is in this game, David.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I also would say I think this is the best way to play. I think the co-op is the best co-op in any Souls game. Yeah. I think having permanent co-op whenever you want mm-hmm. is far superior than not having it. Because for people that play co-op, we just want to play with our friends.
Yeah.
And when we beat a boss in, say, a Souls game, now I can't play with my friends for 30 minutes until he catches up or...
You have to go back to his game, right?
Yeah.
Now, in this game, you still have to do that. Like, when I beat a boss in Mark's world, it doesn't beat it in my world, but it doesn't end the session once the main boss has been completed. We can keep going, and then at that point, it's like, okay, we've done 3 bosses, let's go do them in my game now or whatever. So that's still the same, and I think that's just like the
new norm.
I
don't think Souls will ever do that. Because we're getting items, too. Like, I'm getting boss items for beating it in your world.
Yeah.
That never happened in Souls games.
Oh, so you could cheese it if you really wanted to.
Well, not necessarily cheese it, because there is still... You can...
You still have to fight the boss.
You have to fight the boss, but you can farm items if you didn't get the drop you wanted by just going into someone else's world and helping someone else beat that boss. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There are things that I really like about it, and the performance sucks.
Well, I mean, the other things that I like about it, I mean, I like the co-op aspect of it. I like the wither mechanic. I actually think the wither mechanic is fantastic. It's kind of like, speaking of Bloodborne, the Bloodborne blood health mechanic. Basically, what happens is if you hold up your shield, I think we talked about it last week, but your shield will block whatever damage it can block, and then the rest becomes wither damage, which just turns your health bar white.
It's a cool system.
And that health still goes away, but if you deal damage, you can gain that health back. So why the system is cool is because it rewards you for fighting, but it rewards you for fighting smart. Because if you get hit while having white health, all that health disappears with one hit, no matter what that guy's damage was, right? So it's just it's an interesting mechanic. Flip side, what I do not like about it is you still gain wither damage when you parry, which I think, I don't know if they did it to try and make the game harder, or I really don't know the decision behind that. But when you parry, that means you parried, right? It's a perfect block. Why am I taking wither damage on a parry? True. Like, why? So it's why parry? You know, it's an interesting choice. So
yeah, that's my answer, David. I mean, it's a B.5.
It's a B.5.
I enjoy Souls game, and this is a really good for their. I mean, I didn't play the first Lords of the Fallen. Was it like this?
No, I've heard it was terrible.
Okay,
but I don't know.
And I know I heard that the developer cost for this game was $66 million.
Wow.
So they invested quite a bit into this game, and it's their first, from my understanding, it probably isn't, but it's their first take on a Souls game. I think
original Lords of the Fallen was Souls like.
Souls
game.
I think it's good. I think they did a really good job at their source material. I mean, it's a lot of things I'm like, oh, that's a straight up copy. And I'm okay with that. You know, because it's like having a game like GTA come out in between the 12 years that every GTA comes out.
Yeah.
You know, like Sleeping Dogs or whatever game was. And okay, it's not as good as GTA, but at least it's something, you know, that I can play until that style of game comes out from the real people.
No, I mean, no, it's, I'll move
from
my
the real people.
From the real people.
Yeah, from software.
I'll move my grade from a C+ to a B-. Because there's a the level design. So I actually really, I like the Umbral mechanic. So what that is, there's two worlds. There's the real world, and then there's Umbral. And there's some puzzles that you have to complete. You have to go into Umbral because there's bridges that exist there that don't exist in the real world. Gates that you can go, all this crazy stuff.
It's a really cool map design mechanic.
And I do.
You go into the upside down.
And I do like the design, and this is very Dark Souls 1. Is how areas tie into each other, and it's linear, but it's open. You know, it's very they do a good job there. My issue is, and how do I explain this?
Just because you can doesn't mean you should in certain mechanics.
Yes. For example, there's one mechanic called the parasite mechanic, right? Where there's a parasite, and you can only see the parasites if you're in Umbral, which is the other world, and they can give buffs and shields and whatever to enemies.
It's more dangerous to be in that world versus the normal world.
That mechanic, in my opinion, is just annoying. And it's because it happens all the time. Like, if it happened every once in a while on a very special mob, okay, fine, right? But where we're at, it just happens too much, and it's annoying and it's exhausting. And I think that's the word to use. Like, it's exhausting because there's certain points where you're required to go into Umbral, right? And you're required to hold up your lamp and go to your bridge. The danger of Umbral is if you die in Umbral, you die for good, right? If you die in the real world, you go to Umbral, and that's your second life. Yep, and then if you die there, you die for good. You don't really want to go to Umbral because of that risk. Also, you know, Umbral gives you a point modifier on the souls that you collect. So, or vigor, if you know, that's what they call it.
Souls.
Yeah, it's what it is. It is what it is. Yeah. So you get a point modifier, like 1.2, 3, all the way up to 3. And so that's the reward for being there. But the risk is you'll die and enemies keep spawning there. So another frustrating part is sometimes the game requires you not to go into Umbral, but just to use your lamp. And you'll pull up your lamp, and you're like, oh, I got to cross this bridge. So you're crossing it, and then some jackhole spawns and just whacks you, and you're like...
And then you fall, because the bridge doesn't exist. And then you fall, because of
the... Yeah. Some jackhole.
It's true.
Yeah, and
He's using, you know, censored language.
Yeah.
Then, some jackhole.
That's funny. And that's... It's just... The reason I like Dark... And don't get me wrong. Like, if you go back to Dark Souls and Demon Souls, like, they're not perfect, right? But what's nice about those games is... Or Elden Ring, is you can see all the improvements that they've made in Elden Ring or in a Souls game or, you know... Mechanics that are just meant to kill you out of frustration aren't fun. You know what I mean?
It's fun for the viewer.
They're not fun for me.
No one's viewing us play this.
The other thing, I like the way the levels are designed, like map wise. I do think, and I think this is a product of maybe a few other things, but sometimes it feels like there's too many enemies. And again, it's not like, oh, Jordan, you just stuck. You got to get good. No, we're beating these things. Like, we're winning.
What is that the voice of?
People that don't know what they're talking about.
Is that people that
are about to disagree with me?
Okay.
No, we're getting there.
People with different opinions sound like me, too.
I feel when we get to the end of a section, and Mark can probably hear it in my voice, I feel like I've been working all day. Like, I feel exhausted. It's like, oh, all right. Thank goodness. You know, because it's just, like, I wish I can draw for you so you can see, like, you're walking down a hallway, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, a buckethead guy. We call him a buckethead because he has a giant bucket with spikes on his head. It's like, oh, he popped out of the corner behind a box. Oh, gotcha. Again, for the 50th time, and he slams his head down on you, and you're like, okay, I'll fight this guy. Oh, wait a minute. There's an archer up there that can one-shot me who's also in range. Oh, okay, so I got to dodge this too. Gotcha. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. The archer always spawns with dog. Oh, that dog is here, and oh, great, he's blowing fire. This is fantastic. Gotcha. Oh, wait. Oh, we're in the snow level? Oh, it's crystals now. That's great.
Gotcha.
And it's just like, I would rather there be more engaging fights with less enemies than just throwing a bunch of enemies in my way to try and get me. You know, it's just like, okay.
Totally get it.
Oh, I can fight this guy melee, but that guy can't reach 20 yards down there unless I go into Umbral and have 50 other ghosts spawn.
I feel your frustration.
You can tell who died last.
No, but that part, it's not. I don't think it's a challenge check. I think it's just frustrating. It's exhausting. Like, it's just, I mean, Mark even got mad at the mimics because the way they do their mimics is interesting, but also frustrating.
Oh yeah, they got me. those stupid mimics.
But anyway,
we do have a super chat from JW. He says nothing, just giving back. Huge thank you, JW. Appreciate that. And N8 Ice Legend. Oh, N8 is legend. Nate is legend. It took me like four tries. Says, I've been thoroughly enjoying Forza and Diablo 4. Also, hello, y'all. Both fantastic games. I've still been going at my nightly racing, getting better, getting muscle memory on my shifting and shifter pads. However, I did download City Skylines 2 today, but I've not yet jumped in. So I have a gaming laptop that I play off of. And last night I thought to myself, I have a PC that I have disconnected, but I'm thinking of reconnecting it. And just, here's why I disconnected it. I'm going for I'm going for like a minimalist desk set up. And so I want to play City Skylines 2, but I want to play it with those sweet new graphics. In fact, should we pull up some City Skylines 2? Spicy? Yeah, I want to play with those sweet new graphics. So my question is, I was asking you guys last night about a graphics card. Because my graphics card is from 2021. I don't even know what's in that bad boy. I would have to take a look. Jordan, do you remember?
No.
But, yeah, so should I upgrade?
Probably in the 20 series.
I think so. I think I am.
Yeah. You have to be, because that was pre-3.
It's the clutch computer.
Yeah, you're probably at a...
But I want to like...
Maybe like a 2070. You probably have.
And here's the thing. The new ones have that Thunderbolt output that I could go straight into my studio monitor and not have to have a second monitor, which is what's appealing to me. But would upgrading to the second to top dog be that big of a difference at this point? Should I do it? That's what I'm asking. Tell me what I should do so that I can enjoy City Skylines to the max,
like
number two.
Like a 3080?
Like a 3080, yes.
If you're not in the 30 series, then yeah, it's probably worth upgrading.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Like, if you have like a 3060, it's like, maybe wait a little bit.
No, but a 3080. What do you want?
I think I have a 3060.
You have a 3060?
Yeah.
Spicy, you have a TI?
Yeah, I have a 2080 Ti, which I don't care what Jordan says. It's still better than his 3 Series. he says,
how much could I get a 2080?
See, that's the opinion that he has a different.
Can we fast forward from this guy trying to line up his freaking.
Is this annoying you?
Yeah, hey, bro. Okay. Hey, man, get.
Gameplay we're watching is not.
It's not doing it for me. Drew Stanek.
That's not real City Skyline action. Drew Stanek
drops another super chat. He says, for the Dr. Pepper. Yes, thank you. $5 for the Dr. Pepper.
Appreciate it. I actually just bought that today for him.
I could tell it was a little warm.
He's kind of a diva. I got to get the right drink.
That's right. Take all the what color M&Ms out of the bowl?
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah.
How much could I get a 2080 Ti for at this point? Because $300.
Probably like
$600
bucks.
Expecting it would be, it's more than a 3080?
Probably. It's the Ti. When you add Ti to any graphics
card. What does
card,
the Ti do? Just makes it means it's better?
It puts visuals on your monitor. What do you mean, what does it do? Like how good is it?
Or, yeah. Like what
it's
does
a graphics card.
No, but what does Ti mean?
Titanium? I don't know.
It's just a symbol.
Basically, a Ti is the stronger version of whatever it is that it is.
Yeah, you know how
it's like two. I think mine has two sandwiched together. They
you
took
know
a
how like
2080
Apple,
and was like, oh, yeah. You know what?
You know how like Apple comes out like iPhone 14, and then 6 months later they're like iPhone 14 Plus or
Plus
you know,
Max,
like,
yeah, so, the yeah, Pro,
yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
So it
they
looks
soldered
like
two of them together.
Also,
and made
why
the
is
TI
there different? What's the best version? The MSI, GeForce, RTX.
I mean, they all are.
They're so, all this. Yeah.
It
so
depends on who you like.
What's more important is how much RAM you're getting with whatever you're.
So
getting.
So Jordan's 3060.
Get it.
Also, when I type in 2080 Ti, the 3060 pops up.
Probably they're literally the same card. I'm
from Walmart.
Sure.
Oh, shut up, Jordan.
From Walmart, the Duke.
No, they're not. Okay.
The Duke.
I spent $1,000 more for mine.
Well, look, yeah, the Duke GeForce RTX 2080 Ti is $1,300.
It's because it's the Duke.
Well, when you add Duke in there, that's pretty good, too. I don't care what it is, I want it.
But if it's the same as the 3060, 3060 is $289.
Look up benchmarks instead. That's where you get the good stuff. So look up 3060 benchmark and see where it lies. But we're on the we're
wait,
on the
but I want
series.
The 3080, right?
You want the what you want is the 4090
no,
with a
I,
generator.
I don't have I mean, that yeah, much. Yeah, I don't have that much money.
That, yeah, I mean
a
if
4090
I mean, if,
Ti
at this point if you're
with
going
the Duke
to
edition.
There it is, 3080 versus 2080 user benchmark.
There you go. Benchmarks is where I always get my data.
Oh, there we go.
You want me to pull it up here too?
Oh, the 3080 is 919. Why did I think it was cheaper?
Well, that's you got to look at. No, you got to look at other 3080s.
Oh, okay. The 2080 Ti is $441.
And then what I like to look at is the overall list of where it lies with like the what would you call it the prosumer versions like the stuff that like the Pentagon has. Mm. I like to see it where it lies versus price.
Hmm.
But yeah, not the screen you're looking at.
Yeah, no.
But I'm trying
just,
to say.
I was just looking through this.
Are you out of here? You can't take this conversation
He's
anymore.
Like that's it.
Yeah, that's you know it. What?
I can't even.
I can't. You know what? My 360 is your 2080 Ti, dumbass.
Well, I just need a graphics card with that Thunderbolt.
Let's look it up
on the back so that I can take my City Skylines on Game Pass right now, everybody. That's why we're talking about it, and go. So I only have one monitor. It just goes straight into my studio, which is only a Thunderbolt port on the back. But that's why the laptop that I have does that. But I don't. I want a ballsy.
Wait, so
experience.
You have like an you want an external graphics card that you can plug in to unlock the power of whatever you're doing.
Oh, I could go for external, but no, I don't want to use my laptop. I want to go. I was gonna reset up my PC. Just get a new graphics card and goes directly in.
Okay. Well, how it's the clutch PC, right?
Yeah.
You might. I mean, it also depends on the game.
My new gaming laptop. Would it be better?
What's in that thing?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know.
Do you have a monitor that has a high refresh rate?
I mean, the studio's only 60, yeah, but it's 5K 60.
We're basically getting you a Ferrari to go to the grocery store.
Well, it's a 5K 60, which is the problem. Like, you know, when I take pictures with my phone and you don't see the lines, you're like, how did you get that? Like, oh, I just took a picture of my monitor. It's that 5K part that screws it up.
Well, sort of. Okay, so your goal here is to upgrade your graphics card for your old PC.
Yeah. Well, I guess I could just keep my laptop that I'm using. Damn it.
Well, wait.
You're like you're like dissuading.
No. I mean, the thing
could
is...
Should I get one of those eGPUs, though?
This is why the Series X is great. Yeah, I mean, it's $500 and you get something great.
That's true.
When we start to get to the real stuff, yeah, you know, the PC stuff...
You're starting to fire it up, baby.
Yeah, then it's like, do I make a mortgage payment or do I get a new graphics card?
Yeah. Yeah. The 2080 Ti at $400, though.
Is it $400 now? When I bought it, it was $1,400. Mm. But that was, I think that was 2018. No, maybe 2020. I can't remember when I bought it. I think it was 2018. So that's like a 5-year-old.
I just got to rethink my whole setup. Maybe no, I do just get second monitor and I'm gold.
When I go graphics card shopping, I always go to the benchmarks and I always look at the top 10 list. Of all graphics cards, and the top six are always like these $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 monsters that no one has except people that live in Dubai. So you immediately skip those, and so then you,
RTX 4090.
See, that's number one. That's number one right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
$1,599.
So now start going down and start. What's the next down the list?
The 3090 Ti. It's 2000.
3090. Okay. So that's obviously too expensive, right?
See,
so
we're getting into the 12s now. That's okay. Still too expensive. What about the AMD ones?
The Radeon or yeah,
not,
yeah,
not so much.
No, those are good. Those are good. The reason I do not personally go for AMD when it comes to graphics cards is they are not native to the software I use for work.
Yeah.
Like
Adobe.
NVIDIA has, they're in bed with Adobe, for example, and they have specific hardware acceleration. So that's why I go NVIDIA. But if I was not limited to that.
So yeah, the RTX 3080 is.
And NVIDIA has some pretty interesting things with.
I've just got to get my setup frame rates out. Honestly, I'm not sad. Jordan, what does my laptop have in it?
I don't know.
Isn't my laptop your laptop, or do you have the model down?
I don't know.
What does your laptop have in it?
A 3080.
Well, maybe mine has that in it then. Maybe I'm golden.
JW says an RTX 4090 with an exhaust hood. Yeah, that thing. The 4090 is a like that's.
Anyways,
when you turn your PC on, your lights dim.
Maybe my laptop has a 3060. I think it's a 3080.
My laptop must have it because you're.
But it's also the laptop version, right? So it's a little bit different.
Yeah, my laptop has that as well. Maybe you know. You want to know what ultimately just frustrates me? It's my monitor.
Yeah,
it works perfectly for the MacBook, but go to anything else and it's a pain.
Well, and you're running on 60 frames. No, you need double that.
Yeah, I don't.
No, yeah, you do.
I want
no.
What I want is the sex appeal of the zoom in of the city skylines too.
You're eating Del Taco right now, which is great. Jordan loves Del Taco, but we want to take you to the real stuff. You know, we want to go to Mexico and we want to make it so you don't know if you're
all right. Let's
survive the next day.
Yeah, before I
that's the good stuff.
All right, stay tuned. We'll see. Do I set up my desktop? I'll see what's in my Jordan. Jordan, I'll have to check it out for me. Let's see what I do here. Let's pull up some Final Fantasy Online to close out the show here because we did get word. It was Final Fantasy Week in London, and we got a couple big things, actually. Number one, we did get dates for the open beta on the Xbox, and that is January to February
nice.
Of next year. Sometime then it will drop, so you'll be able to open beta it over on the Xbox. Jordan?
Yeah.
Excitement for this coming to the Xbox.
Yeah, no, this is really nice. I mean, people have been wanting this game to come to the Xbox for a while. I mean, yeah. I would like World of Warcraft to come to the Xbox. You know, I it's nothing but good.
Yeah.
And they don't got to do much because it's already on the PlayStation, right? So the control scheme is there.
And you do get to play to what, level 70 or something?
Well, through the free trial. I mean, if you have the game, obviously you...
No, but for the free trial, yeah, you get to play
yeah, I think
up
it's,
to...
I think it's up
I think
to
it's
70.
Level 70.
Yeah.
Stormblood like or something? I don't know. Don't know what it's called.
It might even be Shadowbringers now. I don't know what it is. But it's a... They give you a very generous amount to play through.
Real quick, though, what was really interesting is Yoshi P did an interview with a magazine. I think it was PC Gamer that he did the interview with. And he said, and he like volunteered this up, I would love to do a crossover with Final Fantasy and Diablo. I want to do a crossover with Diablo 4. Here's what he said. I have the quote right here. I'm a huge Blizzard fan. If we could just make it work, then I would be so happy to see some sort of collaboration with Diablo. And then he doubles down. And he keeps going about it, just talking about how, like, the style, would it fit? It's a distinct style. We would have to try to make it fit. Then someone tweets out that quote on Twitter, and Mikey Barra responds with, like, a thinking face. So either Yoshi P is just the ultimate fanboy, it's already happening, or he's a strategic genius.
Just say things.
Just say things to make it happen. So what would a Jordan, let's start with you. What would a Diablo 4 crossover in Final Fantasy look like? Or imagine, could you do the other thing? Could you take a Diablo season and take Final Fantasy Online into a Diablo season?
You could have one of the summons be a new boss in Diablo.
Mm. But is that a... I guess that's a crossover.
Yeah, and then you can have...
That's like the critic going onto The Simpsons, you know? Makes sense, I guess. But they're not really there, you know? It's just not for one episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, he talks about the style of Diablo, and he says, like, maybe it would work or not. It's a pretty hardcore style that Diablo 4 has. Might not be for Final Fantasy people, but I'd love to see it happen. He says, but of course, as a gamer and as a fan of games from all over the world, it would be great to achieve these kinds of crossovers with other franchises and to do it in such a way that both fans of both franchises would be happy. I think that if we do achieve that, it would generate more hype and more excitement for the overall industry. So definitely, if we could achieve it, I would be happy. Tingles! Yeah. How awesome would that be?
I don't know what cool. That would do with the canon of the lore. Because those worlds, if they cross over, then what they're in the same universe.
What if all of a sudden an expansion for Final Fantasy Online and all of a sudden Lilith is there appearing?
Well, I think they would do more like it would be like a mount or something.
No, that's
weak. How they've done crossovers in the past.
You're
like
mounting Lilith?
Or
that's Jordan. Get Final your Fantasy, head out. This is a family
Final
show,
Fantasy
man.
Has like an outfit
you
system.
Always,
where you
yeah. It always comes like down to mount.
Now that's weak. I want that's a weak crossover. That's just like a brand deal. Anyone could do that. It's like yeah, we could team up with Toyota and have the Toyota wagon in our car.
Call of Duty
that's
did
what
Hummer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Call of Duty did. Yeah, I don't
Nissan
like
Leaf.
No, I want a crossover.
In SimCity,
yeah. I want a crossover of like a main. Story quests, or even a series of side quests that's like a direct crossover in both games. How awesome would that be?
That'd be cool.
I think
that'd be cool.
I would love to spice you. What would you like to see from Final Fantasy and Diablo? Could it work?
From Final Fantasy and Diablo? Yeah. Clothing. Clothing would be far superior. I really don't like the skins in Diablo.
Yeah.
Is that what, or what do you, I don't know. Give me a motorcycle.
That car, the car from 15.
Yeah. The car from the flying car. Dude, but I don't know Final Fantasy 14 to understand this. Oh, a chocobo.
No, you could do a chocobo mount in Diablo.
I guess we could do that. I don't know I never played Final Fantasy 14, so I don't know what, and Final Fantasies are,
They're wildly different.
They're different from each other. I mean, in Final Fantasy VII, it was like a medieval era.
Do you think he's just
or
the ultimate
right on the verge of in the okay, industrial area?
Do you think he's the ultimate fanboy? Do you think he's being strategic here now knowing that Blizzard is a part of Xbox? He's in discussions and I mean, he was super happy on stage with Phil Spencer. Seems like they have. I wonder if what he's signaling is this is an opportunity because these games will be open to it unlike they've ever been open to it before, maybe.
Yeah.
With the acquisition of Xbox. Or Xbox's acquisition, rather. Microsoft's acquisition.
I mean, it'd be cool. I don't know Final Fantasy XIV. I mean, it's probably way cool. This is probably a cool discussion. I never played that game.
Jordan, you don't want to see it?
No, I think it'd be cool. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, you're the master of 14. Give us some ideas here.
Well, Do you want any characters? Any...
Yeah.
I just think it would just be like outfits and mounts. Mm. Like, I really don't. I mean, no, maybe I want, there would be a quest tied to it.
Yeah, I want Odin to come in.
I think
Odin to just slam down and shake the world of Diablo.
I want lore and bosses, baby. Also, what are these big fat goat mountain goats?
That was rude.
Yeah, just trash, you know.
Trash mob.
a fetch quest, probably. Oh.
All right, well, moving on from that story.
No, I think that's cool. I think that would be cool. But I like they did it with Final Fantasy 15, and it ended up being like mount and
yeah. What they do costume it with, though, outfits like Toyota.
There was a quest line for it, but you know it wasn't anything extensive.
No, see, I think what he's talking about is extensive here. He's not talking about a brand deal.
It's Dave Thomas from Wendy's saying, "Hey, I want Taco Bell on my menu." I think that's what he's saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to make it happen.
Could be.
Now he's got to make it happen.
Or no, Dave Thomas, KFC.
KFC, yeah.
KFC, and maybe he's probably owned, then Dave Thomas, like, you know, yeah, we can make that happen.
I heard.
Get the number 6 on that menu. You heard what?
I'm probably wrong. Just how KFC got started was a fascinating story.
No.
Anyways.
This is where Jordan mentions how cool McDonald's is because of that movie.
I could get something to eat afterwards, though. Now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, those fish dicks. Really filled me up.
Yeah.
Oh. Had a lot.
You had fish sticks for...
Yeah, fish sticks.
Right before the show. That's why we're laughing. Oh, man. Is that it? Are we done? Or?
I think we're done. When
fish sticks come up, you're done. Like, what else is there to top? How do you top that?
Play Alan Wake this week.
Alan Wake, everybody.
Play other games.
There's so many games. Alan Wake, Forza, Diablo,
City Skylines,
Starfield, City Skylines 2.
And other, Lies of P on Game Pass.
Lies of P, which I downloaded. I don't know. I don't have enough time.
I just play it.
Problem.
Depresses me.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day.